There it is. All right. Well, we're not that many today, but let's go ahead. Welcome, everyone. Today is Interop Week. Before we kick it off, we do seem to have a new participant. So let's just remind ourselves and Brooke to sign the contributor agreement, which is linked on the GitHub. And Brooke, if you feel like it, would you like to introduce yourself? No pressure whatsoever. You can just stay muted if that's what you fancy.
Yeah, so I'm with BDO, with the Customs and International Trade Department, and so I'm just here to learn and take notes.
Beautiful. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Subtitles as well. All right, let's dive into Trace Interop. 1 second, let me just get organized on my screen here. Sorry. Pull requests. Here we go. We'll look at Trace Interop pull requests first. And we have an update from Mahmoud. That's 568. Mahmoud is not here. I wonder, Vivian, well, does this is pretty basic. Yeah, we don't need any introduction to 568. We have three approvals. Let's just go ahead. It's super uncontroversial. Moving on, 569. Let's see. There was a bit of discussion on this.
I think this was about the structure of error messages. We had previously agreed to remove structure from the error messages, and that's what this PR is implementing.
Thanks, Ori. We have four approvals. Any objections to merging 569? Let's do it. Five 71 was I raised it, and the background here was I was chatting to Chris asking if we should do something about our interop test, which we've been kind of not paying enough attention to, in our opinion. Speaking also on behalf of Chris, I guess. So we decided to just start removing some of the stuff that we've agreed to no longer support, especially DID authentication. So this simplifies stuff, and hopefully we can get to a greener picture on the interop test suite. That's the intention. There's a lot of stuff removed. It it hurt a little bit to remove all those nice tutorials with pictures and everything, but when we looked at how often they get run, it's like never. And yeah, it's the right thing to do. Let's see. We have three approvals. Any objections to merging 571? Good. Let's do it. And what else do we have? Ori, 572 from you.
I can introduce this. So essentially in our interop repo and in our vocab repo, we have a lot of dependencies that are on kind of verifiable credentials V1 proofs. And in order to get us to support for verifiable credentials V2, we need to first relax a lot of the proof-specific stuff, and then we need to address multiple contexts challenge, and then I think we'll probably be ready to support V1 and V2 together. And so what I did was, for this repo and the vocab repo, I did a kind of update and cleanup and removal of proof-related details. And so there's another PR in the vocab repo that is bigger than this one. One important thing to chat about, especially regarding the conformance tests here, is like, I think Russell might have like another PR that's sort of related to potential changes we want to see on this. And I tried to like not go super deep into the conformance test pieces regarding proof. So I suspect there will be like a lot of cleanup that will need to happen still in order to get the conformance test to the point where the conformance test would apply to V2 as much as they apply to V1. But I think, you know, we should be able to chip away at it with small PRs, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do here.
Awesome. We do have two approvals from myself and Mahmoud. Any objections to merging in 572?
I think, you know, my main, you know, point again here is like, I think Measure has done really excellent job on the conformance testing side. And, you know, we might see some breakage as we trim out some of this V1 specific stuff. And so I hope we're all okay with that. But I want to kind of call it out because that's a thing that I could see as happening as we try and get support for V2 in.
Oh, we did get a green tick mark in from Chris. So I guess I would take that as a sign of acceptance. All right. I'm hearing no objections. So I'll merge in 572. Good. And next is 573, which Ori also mentioned. Russell, will you introduce, please?
Yeah, sure. So this is a straightforward PR. It is changing VC format, the VC format header, to content type, which usually specifies whether it's linked data proof or JOT. Although there is some discussion which I think needs to be resolved.
Yeah, Ori?
Yeah, so I created VC format header when VC API didn't have any support for JOT at all. And I did it because there wasn't any way to like have the same API support the two formats that V1 verifiable credentials defined. So I take responsibility for the VC format header existing, and it shouldn't exist. The accept request header and content type response header are definitely the right way to handle this. I think conformance tests should be updated to use the accept header and the content type header. And that's basically all I have to say about it. There's changes requested on this. I'm wondering what exactly we need to see happen here in order to get them addressed.
Yeah, Chris.
I just threw in the thought that changed the item. I think it, right now that header is expecting either VC or VC JWT.
Your audio is unavailable, basically.
Is there anything you can do to move around, get closer to the mic?
Hang on, I'm working on it.
Much better.
Much better.
Oh, okay, great. So yeah, I just thought the current anum that was originally Ori's edition had values of VC and VC JWT, and I sort of knee jerk threw this in because I thought the content type should match one of the actual content types that we're using to differentiate these. If I'm wrong about that, then I apologize, but it just seemed like if we're going to update it, that might need to be done. But I certainly do think we need additional issues for the three bullet points that I called out, and I think that Ori mentioned as well, you know, updating the unit tests and adding some negative tests, et cetera. But I don't think those should block this PR, though.
That all seems reasonable, and I did create those issues.
So I might be reading this incorrectly, but content type is currently being passed as a request parameter in the credentials verify piece, or is it it's setting the content type of the request body? That's what's happening here.
The currently the content type is a header on issue and verify requests specifying what the response should be.
Yeah, that's accept. It should be accept. If you want, if you're making a network request in HTTP and you're trying to tell the resource server what content types you will accept as the response, you use the accept header in the request. The resource server uses the content type header in its response. And in the case the resource server supports the content type that you're requesting, the accept header and the content type header will match. It's just as a sort of elaboration. The resource server can always decide that they don't support what you're asking for. So the accept header in a network request is like, it's what the client is asking for, but the resource server will return whatever it wants in the content type header of the network response.
Got it. Thank you for the explanation. So these are changes that I can make and will need to be made before this is merged. Although I think initially in the spec it was the content type was. Wasn't thinking. Never mind.
If anyone's speaking, you're muted.
Yes, I was muted. Russell, so we'll ask you to please consider the comments and we'll revisit next time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Okay, moving on. I think that was it on interop. Mm-hmm. So we are switching over to vocab.
Can we jump to the add support for JSON patch and close it?
For sure. Yes. So let's start on 8:24. We did talk about it last time. We weren't that many. We're not that many today either. But Ori, you want to?
Yep, it's PR. I don't think we have any consensus to merge it. We don't have any approvals, and we discussed it not being a viable path forward. I'd like to close it. And I've closed it since it's my PR.
Excellent.
So action taken.
Great. Next, or the first one on the list is 8:17. I completely forgot about this one.
I suggest skipping it since the CI is failing.
Yeah, no wonder when it's been stuck for this long. I'll revisit. I'll just make a comment for myself. Next is 820 from, who is this? Adewale?
External contributor, first time contributor. I think related to the Knox team, Francis F. Kim 7 is Francis from Knox. Who's requesting changes on this?
Mahmoud is 2 weeks ago. And we talked it over also 2 weeks ago.
He says that he'll use generic status list 2021. They didn't do any commits since that was discussed.
Nope. Let's ask for some action on this.
I'm confused though, like based on what I'm seeing, what they have is correct. I'm going to approve this pull request. I don't understand what Mahmoud is saying.
All right, let's ask him for elaboration. All right, let's leave it, unfortunately, and move on. Vivian, you're 8:30. What next?
Yeah, so this PR did a few updates in the delivery schedule, added a nomination month, updated a few linked data, and then modify a port from a string to a place object.
Good stuff.
These look like great changes.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks.
I'm gonna merge it. Next one is also yours, Vivian?
Yeah, so this one made changes in the delivery ticket where I renamed last month to notification of shipment because we have a few last months meaning different things. So I decided to make it more self-explainable and also updated the data.
Again, really good set of changes.
You've moved away from inlining to just referencing organization. What is the thinking on that?
Oh, sorry. I don't even know why they are inlining in the first place. I mean, these fields are exactly the same ones in the organization object.
Yeah, I left a comment on this part. It's possible that the carrier representation being an organization is more fields than you really want. I would recommend not using the ref to organization whenever you can inline a smaller set of requirements. I would generally tend to recommend inline a smaller set of requirements that are JSON-LD compatible with the organization schema. It reduces the amount of potential work someone filling in a form or entering the data model might have to do.
and it's, you know, it might also help uptake, people getting everything from one file should be simpler, rather than piecing it together.
Sorry, my connection just dropped for a few seconds. Probably like a few minutes. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. Yes, we explained the reason why you would want to stick with inlining, mainly to narrow down how many fields are included. If you need all the fields that are defined in organization, for example, you can do this, but typically organization has more, it's a more generic class, and you would want to pick out the ones that are specifically for the use case you're working on. So to make the JSON schema simpler, is one argument. The other is to keep everything within one file. So it's easier to pick up a single YAML file that has everything rather than picking up 10 different YAML files and piecing it together. While our tooling does that, others might, you know, struggle to do the same.
But does that apply to all the other common elements? Or does it only apply to organizations?
It applies generally in any RDF type that depends on other RDF types. If you take everything that's allowed in every RDF type dependency, you end up with like a massive tree of optional properties. And in general, it would be better for you to say it's an organization, but only the name is required here. And then you don't end up having all of the other properties for organization pulled in. When you use $ref, you're pulling in all of the properties of the organization schema. Is it really your intention that someone issuing a credential for an oil and gas delivery ticket should have to provide values for all of them? You know, maybe not. So it's just a comment on like reducing the burden for someone issuing a credential of the type you're defining.
Okay. Also have a separate question. So how do we make sure that these terms are aligned? Like, let's say in the inline, I have previously have a field, same name, but then in the organization, we rename name to, I don't know.
Yeah.
How do we make sure they're all aligned?
So term definitions only appear when you convert from JSON-LD to RDF, and that will be when the context is applied. The context is built from each individual schema, but your instance of a data element that validates with that schema, if it has a type, like type organization, that's what gives those properties those RDF terms. So hopefully that answers the question.
Yeah. Okay. So do you suggest that we hold on merging this PR and I revert the inlines, or do I create a separate?
I don't have a reason to say that. I mean, I think you can merge this PR as is, and there are changes at the top of it that are excellent. And you can come back and you can re-inline the organization in a smaller PR with only the fields that you want. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so we'll go ahead and merge.
Thank you.
Oh, the next one is 833 from Ben. Add product to intent to import.
This would be a good one to have Mahmood and Mike present for. I think we can just skip it.
And Ben, for that matter.
Yeah. This is the cousin of the other PR that I mentioned. It's got conflicts now. I'll have to address those. In short, what this PR does is it kind of removes the proof requirement everywhere. It removes proof from visualization. And that's all like important to be able to get to the point where we can support V1 and V2 proofs together. So a lot of the, most of what is changing in A34 is internal tooling that isn't really necessary, anymore. And I think, there's a bunch of cleanup that has to happen in order to get to the point where we can support the V2 data model. This is part of that cleanup. Having removed, you know, these pieces of V1, we'll now be in a position to apply V1 and V2 proofing kind of consistently for the whole spec. But this is kind of prerequisite to starting that work. And as I said, it's got conflicts. I'll have to address those before it can be merged.
Yep. Any objections to giving Ori a thumbs up on merging out of band? I'll give you a comment to that effect. And let's move on. 833 is from me. This is adding a workflow for the SteelTech demo that we're responsible to running. Can we get a few approvals in on this?
Your white spacing is a little weird here on the YAML array lists. I usually don't see people putting the dash on its own line like that. It still looks nice. I get, is that legal YAML?
Yes, that's how, you know, where is it that came from? But yeah, it does work. I wonder if you can move it up.
You can. Yeah. You can definitely put a property name next to the dash in YAML if you like.
Would that recognize both? Yeah, of course it would. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's fine as is.
They're all like this, but I agree. It could look better now that you mention it. Let's see. Can we get one more approval? I really would appreciate sticking to the two approval, although this is kind of just our thing. There we go. Thanks so much, Chris. We'll go ahead and merge. And the final one is also mine, and it is this one that I was so embarrassed about not naming or spelling Shafi Mill test report test right. So
sure. I have Sharpie mill test reports is when you write with a Sharpie over top of an actual mill test report to correct it.
Yeah, that happens too, I'm sure. I'm gonna go ahead and merge because it doesn't matter. Cool. That was it on pull requests. Let's head back to interop and talk about issues. Here comes the order. The one on top is from Chris. It's 481. Verification results. This is assigned to Russell. And you do seem to have merged in 535 on it. So can we consider this done?
I'm refreshing myself on what this was.
Yeah, so the PR that was merged removed the enumeration of different verification like Boolean statuses. And I think the PR that was merged is good. The issue title says document and clarify verification result tests. And it's saying each of them need to be documented, but we decided to remove them. So I think we've basically solved the documentation problem. We only return a Boolean status regarding verified. And internally, the software system that's producing that Boolean status might look at things beyond just the digital signature, things in the category of what we would typically call validation, not just generic digital signature verification. So it seems like this issue can be closed, in my opinion.
All right, let's close it. Well done. Next is from Mahmoud, terminology.
Ping him and skip it since he's not on the call.
Yeah. Okay. 533 also Mahmoud. Adding changes to section 4. Mahmoud is assigned already. Move on. These are all the same. 532. We wanted to skip these. There are a few more that Mahmoud has opened and have self assigned. Let's just skip all those. I think the next one down is 496. Chris.
So this is one of the ones where I think it's the result of Ori calling some things in the spec that needed tickets. So this was created, and it looks like Mike merged something that referenced this.
If memory serves, I think this was a massive PR that Mike did that had like a million things changed, and I made him file a ticket regarding things that were sort of suspicious that we need to come back to. This is one of those things, I think.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, it is the big PR.
So it says, yeah. It says basically traceable presentations have credentials and traceable presentations have definitions and instances, and you can't really assume anything about persistence. It's got some really aggressive language in there that doesn't seem to match reality. I would want to clean this up if that language is still present in the spec.
Can we assign you, Ori? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. We did the massive PR that added this text that's incorrect, needs to clean up after it. I'm happy to review, though.
Well, let's go ahead and ping Mike on this so it gets in his inbox.
Call. Next one is, I guess we have more of these, 497. It's the same story. And we've discussed it before, didn't know what to do about it.
So we have made improvements regarding this since this was filed. We added sections to the conformance section of the vocabulary, which I think addressed this. And if we just refer to that, we should be able to close this issue.
And what what section is that?
In Trace Vocab, in extensions to the standard.
Oh, Vocab?
Yes. We this is a data model issue. And, it's partially a data model issue and partially an API issue based on what I'm reading here. But there's been changes to the vocab regarding this that have happened since this was filed.
Are we safe to close it?
I think so, because basically, you can't issue a revocable credential that doesn't have an ID, and that's basically it.
There you go. All right. There we go. Next on the list is 539. Duplicate JSON keys in the request.
Yeah, this is great. This is a request for a conformance test, I think.
So what?
It's ready for PR. It's an update to conformance tests.
Is it clear what the test should be testing?
Yeah, to me.
Can you elaborate?
So it's look at the left-hand side where there's A, and then right underneath it there's A. That, technically, JSON allows for duplicate keys, but processors will like never handle that well, so we should include an example of this, and then everyone should throw 400 errors instead of 500 errors. That's pretty much it.
Mm. So we are voting for his option one?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Agreed.
Yes. Cool. Let's give it a label. Any takers? Chris?
I have a question on how we might do that, or if you have an idea, because, I mean, this means literally any of the items in...
I would just pick a mandatory one, like issuer, or, you know... Yeah, probably like issuer, for example. And I would just, I don't know what you'd need. It might be hard to even get tooling that would allow you to make such a network request. But that's what I would do.
And we would be satisfied with only testing one key and not.
Yes.
I mean, we really can't test all, so I guess
that's because it's about the parser on the other side. Like, you're going to send JSON as a string over the wire. The thing on the other side, if it gets duplicate keys for anything, it should error. It shouldn't matter which layer of the hierarchy you have the duplicate keys at. But to make sure that it's triggering for the most important one, use the issuer.
Okay. Makes sense. I'll take this one.
Beautiful. Oh, no. Wrong. There. Thank you, Chris. How far did we come? So 542 from Christina. Statement about deployment architecture.
It's an old one. So she just seems to want the API to not comment on single tenant versus multi-tenant. I don't really agree with what she's saying, though, because where this spec defines an HTTP API, it's worth commenting on whether that HTTP API is expected to be accessed by only one domain, or is it supporting multiple independent security domains? That seems like the kind of thing we have to comment on. So I think we should say disagree and mark yes pending close.
Good. 543 also from her.
So these are questions about the DDoS endpoints. Well, they're questions about all of the VC API endpoints. Basically, section 4.3.
It certainly needs.
Let me look at the section and see what it says now. So section 4.1.3 doesn't exist anymore. We
That's true.
Don't seem to have we do have those endpoints all defined under section 6.
6.1.3 instead, right?
And there's a broken image in the platform leniency section. I think section 6 needs massive overhaul at this point.
Can you take us on doing that?
Just a comment, you know, we had talked about whether or not it was worth us describing anything other than the external or cross trust domain endpoints. And I think Mike Prorok had said something to the effect of, yeah, it is valuable that we define some of these HTTP interfaces, even if they're consumed within the same trust domain. So that seems relevant here. I think basically the work to be done here is like delete the section, add back only the things that we think it's really important that an implementer must understand.
Yeah.
And for things that they don't need to understand, but that might be helpful to them, like clearly distinguish them.
I might just assign myself on it. Give it a go. That was that, yeah, so 544 next. Who initiates the interaction? There. Well, that was the slash available. Question, if I'm writing this, I just want to make it clear, we're purging everything slash available slash submissions, right? We are only, the spec is only OAuth. Is that correct?
That was my understanding, right?
Right, and that would apply to cleaning up these sections, and if you determine that DidAuth endpoints are something you want to document but not test, or document but say that implementers don't need to understand, that's the kind of thing that you could do. But spec is the source of truth, and I think it's my recommendation would be to, like, delete everything, add OAuth presentations, then add issuance, then add verification, and if you don't get to issuance or verification, it's not actually a big deal. That's it.
I'll assign myself in this also. It's the same thing. So that will just be removing that part, which is outdated. How are we in time? We can do a few more. 5:46, Chris.
This one is pending close. This was an issue where we had a GitHub Pages artifact that exceeded the 10 gig max. I took a look at it, cleaned up some of the reports, reverse inlined a bunch of CSS, and this should be good to go. Just didn't want to close it without discussion.
All right. Any objections to closing? Beautiful. Let's do it. The next one is also yours, Chris.
This is fallout from changing the way that we handle scope requirements. If everyone remembers the issues we had with Microsoft, where they required certain scope names that didn't fall within our desired requirements, we took it out. We created a environment variable so you could specify what scopes needed to be asked for the purposes of testing, but otherwise don't test scopes anymore. This is just modification of documentation and specs, so they reflect those changes. And it links to the PR that we made when we initially changed this. This probably should be assigned to me.
Ori, question?
Yeah, I'm about to put the comment on the issue. I think obviously the documentation needs to be updated, but I recommend that we remove the tests regarding scopes completely.
Sorry, I suppose update is a poor word. I was including delete in my update methodology.
Okay, good. Yeah, like I think, you know, we decided we don't want to test specific scope. We can, you know, it's fine to leave recommendations on, hey, you should pick scopes and you should make sure your endpoints are secured well with them. That's all fine to say, but concretely, there should be no tests associated with specific scopes in the repo.
Thank you, Chris. Beautiful. Uh, 550 seems related.
Yes. Actually, I think this one is specifically for tests, where the previous one was documentation and spec.
So we can close this, can't we?
Yeah, or, I mean, we could close it. We could manage it as separate items. Overall, it might get a little bit large, so it might be nice to review them separately.
I mean, aren't they gone?
This I would do them at once. I would close both issues in the same PR.
Okay. I just thought we did remove these. But, okay.
No, we were just saying we hadn't, and that's the work that remains to be done. So the work remaining for the two issues we've just discussed is remove all of the tests related to them, update all the documentation, and update any guidance to be informative guidance instead of normative requirements. And once those all of that is done, and all of that should be done in one PR, these two issues can be closed.
Yeah. And this is for interop. We did it with conformance.
Ah, right. Yes, that's it. Chris, can we assign you?
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. 502. Duplicate presentation ID.
Well, I think we say you're not allowed to create multiple presentations with the same ID. I think it says that in the vocab extensions, the standards piece, which is also what NIST is pointing at. So this is one of those cases where our interop document keeps trying to do the vocab document's job, I think, and it should just refer to the vocab document to a specific anchor, probably.
That seems to match up with the last two comments, I think, right?
Yeah. Chris, are you still cool to hold this one?
I am happy to do this if no one else is interested in jumping in. It may be a bit before I can get to it.
That's fair. Thank you.
I'd like to assign NIST this one.
Yeah. Sorry, NIST. That's all right.
This is important because it impacts the way graphs are built, and it just needs to be handled in a shorter time frame, in my opinion.
Right. I'll pick it up. Cool. We have 3 minutes left. That's 3 minutes for doing
minutes.
Any takers on that?
Yeah, I can do minutes.
Will not. Oh, excellent. Thank you, Russell.
Beautiful. Cheers, Russell. And with that, thanks for joining. I will not see you next time. I'll see you in a few weeks. I'm heading out on vacation. But, yeah, have a nice summer and see you soon.
Cheers.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.